Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
It's now 7 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here. Rich McFadden is here. Kenny Kessler is here. Our thought for the day today comes from golfer Nancy Lopez.
Oh, love her.
Who is 58 years old today. Mm-hmm. Made quite a name for herself.
Yes.
On the circuit. So was probably the best women's golfer for quite a long time. She said, quote, "Doubt yourself and you doubt everything you see. Judge yourself and you see judges everywhere. But if you listen to the sound of your own voice, you can rise above doubt and judgment, and you can see forever on a clear day.
Stay grounded.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you can stay grounded, and that's an important thing to do. Let's spend a minute or two or three or four understanding the difference between an H-bomb and an A-bomb, a hydrogen bomb, more powerful than an atomic bomb. I was going to say automatic bomb. An automatic bomb. Not the same as an
atomic bomb. I was sure you were going to say more powerful than a locomotive.
Locomotive. Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a bird. Yes, that's, I could have done that, Kenny, but it was too easy. North Korea, as you may know, has announced it carried out its first H-bomb test. So now the world looking at North Korea and saying, how dare you? So how did he make an H-bomb? And what does it take to make an H-bomb versus an A-bomb? We get all wrinkled in our shorts about the possibility the Iranians could build an atomic bomb. So how come people haven't tried to stop this lunatic running North Korea from building a hydrogen bomb? First of all, an H-bomb...
Well, people are doubting him, actually.
They're doubting him?
Yeah, they're doubting, yeah.
Well, there was a seismic event with a 5.1 magnitude.
Yesterday.
Something blew up.
Yeah. So is it a hydrogen bomb? Is it an atomic bomb? The energy released, according to our research, in an H-bomb, several magnitudes higher than an equivalent atomic bomb. Hydrogen bombs can devastate whole cities in one explosion. So what I said earlier was incorrect. I had it upside down. I said that the atomic bomb, because of us, the nature of us being, or everything, being built around atoms, was easier to destroy the atomic structure of whatever it touches because of fission.
Right, it's fusion versus fission.
That's exactly it. So now you got to figure out what the difference is.
Well,
fusion
weapons,
and fission.
Hydrogen bombs use fusion to combine small atoms like hydrogen to create much larger amounts of energy. Nuclear weapons based on fission, such as atomic bombs that devastated Hiroshima and Nagasaki in 1945, yield a 10 to 15 kilotons when the nuclear weapon does fusion.
Mm-hmm.
Fission is done in megatons, so much bigger.
All right. So atomic bombs are only used in Japan. Never has an atomic bomb been used in a war other than there. And the hydrogen bomb has never been used in war.
It and just as a side note here with that,
yeah,
is that these experts that are skeptical about Kim Jong-un testing a hydrogen bomb said that he did blow something up, that it was an atomic bomb, but that it didn't have the signature of what a hydrogen bomb test would look like.
So he's trying to scare everybody into thinking that he's got an H-bomb.
And the reason we think it's an H-bomb is because the news anchors there, which, you know, are under heavy government control, said that it was a hydrogen test.
And in their previous tests, the seismic activity in 2009, they detonated a nuclear bomb and had a 4.7 magnitude. In 2006, they had a 4.3 magnitude. In 2013, they had a 5.1 magnitude. And this one was also a 5.1 magnitude. So you would think the H-bomb would have a lot bigger magnitude.
In any case, this guy's a nut with a bomb.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, regardless of what he did.
So why have we paid no attention to him and all this attention to the
Iranians? Have you seen a map
of
where he detonated this?
Well, you can see the seismic. There are a lot of things posted here and there.
It's in between the coast of North Korea, the North Korean coast, and China. And I mean, it does not look far from China.
Yeah, Chinese will be squashing him.
Chinese
soon.
Will squash him like a bug.
Yeah, they should have done it. We should send in, we should get together the Chinese, send in the SWAT, not the SWAT, the SEALs, and just bump this guy off. And but who's next? The military
has their own problems, though. I mean, their economy is tanking. So it's like, well, are we going to rely on them to take care of this guy? I don't know.
Yeah, well, the Chinese can go in and take care of him.
What a silly statement to make.
How is that silly?
Because that isn't going to keep them. Their economy may not be in good shape, but is that going to keep them? They've got they're building
a
new
economical problems right now.
It has nothing to do with whether they go after this guy or not. The Chinese are building their second aircraft carrier. If they can build an aircraft carrier, they can certainly send in a couple of rats.
I'm just saying, is there motivation there if they're trying to save their own skin at home?
Here's
that's my point.
Nah, I think that's
where does North Korea get all their money from?
They don't
do any trade with anybody.
Drugs. Check out the drug trade. Mm. Drugs, and more drugs.
That's
focus.
A lot of money in drugs.
There isn't a lot of money in drugs.
You sell nickel bags of pot and build an H bomb.
No, that's not. That's what they do.
Help a brother
what
out.
Kind of drugs does North Korea sell?
I think there may be a little more activity in different kinds of drugs than that. Richard.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm in the wrong business.
Yes, you are. 13 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Folks, how are you looking? How are you feeling? How are things with your hair? Remember the old commercials? The lady's rubbing her hand through the hair of her man and how sexy it looked. So what happens if your man doesn't have any hair? Where do you put your hands then? Probably a leading question that I didn't really expect to have you answer, and I'm glad Jennifer kept quiet. It's a good thing Roberta's not here, probably under the circumstances. The point I'm trying to make here is that there's a certain amount of confidence that goes into men and women having a nice head of hair. And if you don't have it, sometimes, unless you have a lot of men, you know, macho guys, they're now shaving their head because they don't think they look good if they're bald. And frankly, if you've got a nice head and you shave it, it looks cool. If you've got one of those heads that are, you know, you are yanked out of your mother's womb with forceps and your head's lopsided and you shave all the hair off, it doesn't look too good. So use your imagination for a moment and think about the shape of your head. Do you want to have a shaved head and not look so good? Or do you want to have a lot of hair that covers up a lot of ills? Good hair is very important for lots of good reasons. But looking good and having the confidence that men and women have who have them, think about it. If you don't have your hair, especially if you're a lady, do you lose some of your self-confidence because people are looking at you? Look at that lady. She doesn't have all of her hair. It gets in the way of you functioning as a normal human being. Too bad that people are so judgmental, but that's the way it is. So let's fix the problem, okay? Try Provia. Provia is a concentrate that works at cleansing your scalp so that the pores in your scalp will open up and the follicles of hair that are under your scalp can come through again. Unless you have male pattern baldness, all of us, men and women, have hair, the follicles at least, under our scalp. And they're right underneath the pore. I mean, you can see that when you look at your arm, you've got hair on your arm or hair in your face, wherever you've got hair, there's a pore that the hair is coming out of. And if it's plugged up because you used cheap shampoos and stuff, those creams, that lotions, that sort of thing, that just plug up, it's like cement in your pores. So let's cleanse it. Let's use this great product called Provia from Chamonix. You can get it by dialing 800-525-8319, and you'll have a $1 million look in 3 months. Or you get your money back. Yep, get your hair back or your money back with Provia. 800-525-8319. Nothing to lose but more hair. Let's gain some hair. And the volumizer that's in Provia also helps to make it look like your hair is thicker and richer than it is. And that's a big help as well. 800-525-8319. Get on the horn, order Provia, get two bottles for the price of one, and in 3 to 4 months, you'll feel the fuzz, the hair's coming back in again, and you'll go, yuppie, Doug Steffen was right again. 800-525-8319.
Welcome to American Biker Minute.
Am I being recorded?
You certainly are. So you like riding around?
Yeah, yeah. It's a great pastime. I would highly recommend it to any woman that has any doubt about doing it. I say go for it.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Motorcycles are fun, but you don't have to take my word for it.
This is my bike, and I love it. I put 20,000 miles on it, bought it original. My passion, and I love it, if you can't tell. 09 Harley Heritage Softail. I customized this. I got all the bling bling on it. I got the bling around here. It's definitely a chick bike. Handles real nice, and the pipes are loud, which are important because you got to be able to hear coming down the road. That's important. It has saved my life a couple times with those pipes, I must say.
So you would conclude?
It's an awesome pastime.
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
We're big fans of Julia Cameron, author of The Artist's Way. She said,
what we really want to do is what we are really meant to do.
She goes on to share four rewards of living your passion. First, money comes to you. In the dance of life, money follows your lead. You win by picking the right dance contest.
Second, doors open for you. When you're in the right place, you'll hear when opportunity knocks.
Third, you feel useful. Living your passion allows you the greatest amount of fulfillment.
Fourth, your work feels like play. You don't work anymore. Every day is a play day.
So do what you were meant to do. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Hall of Famer is the ABA's second all-time leading scorer. His combined 27,000 points makes him the ninth leading scorer in NBA ABA history.
And it rolls away, and it's on Gilmore, battle for it, and it's the Wims and Fars and Spalls.
So where is Dan Issel now? Dan initially retired to a horse farm, but returned to the hardwood in 1992 as coach of the Denver Nuggets. He spent six seasons coaching the team over two stints, the second ending in a racially charged incident with a fan. Dan went through bankruptcy, but he's begun a new career as the executive director of the Bel Air Presbyterian Church. Looks like Dan Issel found a higher calling. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. 888-759-MYTV.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Did you know, and do you care, that the mason jar is 150 years old?
I have a couple of dozen around the house.
You do? You collect them?
No. I use them.
They're so trendy again.
Yeah, they are. Trendy. They're very trendy.
You can put different tops on them so the kids can put a top with a straw in it, and they can drink out of them. Yep. You can put leftovers in it, all kinds of stuff.
Well, some of them have wider mouths than others.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there are.
Just like here.
Just like here, exactly. Yep, beat me to it.
Excuse me?
Why do you say this about you?
I have nails and screws in some of my mason jars. I remember as a kid, as a science project, actually, making holes in the top when I was 5, 6 years old. I put worms in a mason jar and learned that they would die because I put them in and screwed the top down. They all died. So I figured out on my own when I was 5 or 6 years old that I needed to knock a hole in the top of the mason jar so the worms would live in the dirt.
And then you realize that the sun gets magnified when it comes through the glass and it burns them to death. So what did you do about that? You put tint?
I put them in a corner so they didn't get so much sunshine.
Nobody puts my worm in the corner.
It is...
Where did my worm go?
21 minutes after the hour on Good Day.
I've got worms!